Welcome back to Mugs in the Morning, and I'm so pleased now to turn our attention and talk a little bit about a recent town hall meeting that was held on the north side of North Platte. Been a lot of talk here in the past few months about different things happening to improve, beautify, and development as far as businesses, different things for people. Strong Latino community on the north side, trying to get some things in place for them and grow business. And with us in studio now to talk a little bit about that town hall meeting and some of the ideas generated are Chad Fosdick. He's the owner of Mr. Appliance, and Nick McNew. Say your business again, Nick.
McNew's Unlimited.
Golf carts.
Yes, sir.
I can remember that because I love golf.
There you go. Yeah, it should be easy to remember.
You betcha. I don't utilize golf carts because I need to work off my my tire in my midsection there. But I use pull carts anyway. Someday, I will need a real cart.
You would look good in one.
I think I would. So you guys were kind of the first business owners there on the north side that kind of bought into this idea. I think most people now have heard of Las Maninitas and the great three-phase project that they've got going with the start of this hydroponics greenhouse. And we talked to Addie Fernandez about that a couple of weeks ago, too. And it's a great start, but you know, we need a lot of business owners on board, and you are the first two kind of to step forward in this and help generate some ideas. So thanks for doing that, because it shows you have a lot of pride in your community and you want to go forward. You're not content with status quo, right?
Yeah, no, we're really excited, and obviously this is just the start, and it's got to start somewhere. And so we kind of organized a couple of initial meetings that led to the town hall, and looking forward to the next one.
That was Chad and Nick. To add to that a little bit, you have been a resident of the north side of town for quite a while. So when talk of this, the development started happening, I'm sure you perked up immediately and obviously bought into this and you got skin in the game and you're going full force towards improving a lot of things about the north side to make it more attractive, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was born and raised on the north side of town. Still live there today. That's where my wife and I raise our kids. And, you know, there's a lot of pride that comes along with being a resident, especially that side of town. And we just want to take pride in the area that we live as mm-hmm. business owners, as residents, as everyday people, because, you know, the most impactful way is just working together as a community and coming together and realizing that there's an issue and trying to come up with solutions to fix those issues, working together and collaborating with city, other organizations, business owners, residents. It takes everybody to make a healthy community.
I think we recognize, too, in towns of North Platte size, every town faces challenges no matter what the size, but a town of North Platte, And wherever you go, you can drive through town, and you have your areas which you know, don't look as pretty, and they're obviously people that don't make as much money. They don't have the jobs that rake in the money to allow them to maybe do the upgrades and all that. That's kind of part of this thing, but isn't it more tilted towards business development and providing things that maybe other areas of town have that you'd like to see on the north side too?
Well, and that may eventually be a strong mm-hmm. like focus for the group that we're trying to organize. I think for right now, it's really just beautification and revitalization in whatever ways that looks like. Again, that's where the town hall came from, because we surely don't have all the answers. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to gather as many people as we could to help us generate some of those ideas of what we could focus on.
You had about 30 people show up at this town hall meeting recently. What were some of the things brought forth at that you feel like you are going to gain some traction and will get legs and we'll start seeing this in the months and years to come?
It was a really good turnout. We were really happy to see as many people wanting to take part in this as much as we were. And so, you know, if five people showed up, we would have been happy. But we had 30, and that was tremendous. And with that many people comes several ideas, right? So what, kind of like what Chad was saying, is we're just trying to hone in and dial in on what we want to focus on and attack first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's simply just the beautification of that side of town. And it's going to be anywhere from flower planters to helping elderly people or disabled people take care of their properties, figure out ways and means to help them take care of their properties to get them cleaned up. If people have, if they need help hauling trash or oversized items that the city won't take, figuring out ways how to get those items removed from their property. Keep North Platte, Lincoln County beautiful. They have cleanup day from June 2nd to June 9th, and they're going to have dumpsters throughout the town. But sometimes mm-hmm. people don't have a way to get the oversized items to those dumpsters. So trying to come up with ways and ideas to where we can help residents get rid of their items and get them transported for them as well. Some of the bigger things that we were trying to hone in on was the fence along the cemetery. That would be a really good beautification project that we can tackle and we seem to be achievable. So that would like to be one of the biggest projects that we would take on at this time.
Does it catch a lot of the debris and stuff and things that blow into it and just that sort of thing? Is that what you're talking about? Or just actual, what, painting the fence? Or what are you talking about?
Right now it's a chain link fence. Okay. And it's, you know, chain length is not really the most attractive type of fence.
So you're talking about replacing it with something more substantial that looks a little better.
Yep. Replacing that with something that's going to be a lot more attractive.
Guess I hadn't noticed that. I drive by that every day. It's just like glancing. I know there's a cemetery over there, but I guess I hadn't noticed it's a chain link fence.
Yeah, it's along there. It doesn't look the prettiest.
So you generated a lot of good ideas, but then generating ideas is just the first step, right? So how do you narrow that down and say these are some things, you know, you have to go forward from just ideas to making it happen? So how do you do that?
Well, I think we want to start with really the lowest hanging fruit that we can find, okay, so we can start to have impact on whatever that direction looks like. And I wasn't really surprised, but I was kind of surprised, you know, because it wasn't just businesses or business leaders at this town hall. Of course, there were mm-hmm. residents of the north side. And there were so many of those residents that we were talking about helping elderly and kind of helping, you know, this person down the street that needs help maintaining whatever.
Yep.
And there's already such an individual helping. And what we were kind of talking about was, let's organize that part. Let's, you know, so if we need to gather a list of, you know, this address needs this service, then we can just create a volunteer list that we can share amongst the group. And if you can go do it next weekend, then you can go do it. Or if you can't, mm-hmm. then maybe the 24th person could. And so mm-hmm. Really wanted to start to make an impact quickly.
So, I mean, do you think the first thing that you're kind of looking at focusing on is just the curb appeal, maybe, of properties and just cleaning up to the extent that maybe you can't, you know, you can't change the house, the outward appearance of the house so much, but even, you know, having a clean yard and not equipment and stuff like that, just doing what you can changes a lot of people's perception right there as they drive through.
Yeah, I think that's a good first step.
I think that the end result is obviously to try and get more development over on that side of town, but we've got to start with appeal and curb appeal, make it attractive for developers, for residential and commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of nice places on that side of town, so it's not all bad. There's a lot of positives over there, but we want to change the way that side is perceived, and by doing that is by the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest resources that we have to help get this accomplished is we have Mona with Keep North Platte Lincoln County Beautiful. That's a big asset to us and our organization, and as well as city backing. We have a lot of great traction and feedback from city willing to help in any way they can and provide resources and tools for that.
It's going to take a lot of volunteering, though, isn't it, to make it? A lot of people, you know, pulling in the same direction to make the North Side be more attractive, right?
Yep. Well, I mean, again, I was pumped with 30, and I think as some of the news cycle had hit of the coverage of it, I've already been contacted by a couple people wanting to know how to get on the list. I think there was some Facebook stuff for people asking, how can I get on this list or be a part of this thing that's going on? So, you know, I don't want to get my hopes up, but our next meeting, once we get that location and date set, I think it's going to even be a better turnout.
Yeah, this is just a start, right? I mean, this isn't a one-off thing. You're going to have these on a regular basis and continue to ask residents to give you input on, come up, brainstorm, as it will, to come up with more ideas of how to make it happen, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And I think we do need to get that other meeting set. We hadn't really, we were, again, surprised with the turnout that we were going to try to set the time and location of the next meeting there. But, you know, there was 30 people there. We're going to try to get 30 people's schedules together in one conversation. So we're working on that second meeting already.
Yeah, I think you just have to set a date and a time and say how important is it to be there. Make it a... You guys, obviously being business owners, you know about the and Nick growing up in the area and all that. But the people really are the greatest resource, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when we talk about a town itself, or what are they known for? How do you get your impressions? You get them from people that you meet. The secondary thing, though, is the view that you get driving around. And just like, I haven't driven through all parts of town, but just driving through the downtown area and seeing the progress that has been made with upgrading and all that, you don't realize until upgrades are made how much of a difference that makes in your overall how you feel about an area. And I'm sure people have pride, but maybe just not the resources to be able to do a lot. And what you guys are talking about is, you know, you give us the ideas of what need to be done, and we'll make it happen. We'll get a group of people that are committed to the beautification aspect, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the toughest things about getting buy-in sometimes is there's a lot of, I don't want to say fly-by-night, but there's a lot of people that get, rally and gather together. And sometimes there's not a lot of follow-through. And so that's one thing that we're really adamant about on is the follow-through. We really want to get things accomplished. We want solutions, and we want to put those words into action.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this will become evident over time as you have more meetings, too. But eventually, it's gonna have to translate into, okay, you're gonna pick a time and a place or a block that you go around and you take care of what needs to be taken care of, whether it be removing things that are maybe bringing the property value down or whatever it takes, right? Not just picking up of trash or weeding or, you know, mowing, whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah, and I eventually these town halls they're not going to be idea sessions, they're probably going to be work sessions,
right? Where
we're getting real work's going to have to happen, and so
but
again, the support has been very, very impressive so far, and we want to just keep this ball rolling.
Yeah. Well, it is encouraging that you got 30, and I'm sure, you know, hopefully that'll just keep growing with each successive meeting that you have going. If people would like to get a hold of you, do you get some contact information? I'm sure your phones and social media, probably you're getting a lot already, but as we're reaching more people, too, do you want to put some information, some contact information out there? And I'm sure you're willing to talk to more people, too.
Yeah, absolutely. My best email would be, or the best way for me would be email. So it's just northplatt.owner@mrappliance.com.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Or you can find me on Facebook. So.
And repeat that once more. North Platt.
NorthPlatt.owner.
.owner.
@MrAppliance.com.
@MrAppliance.
Yep.
Or they could just stop by the store probably.
Yep. Or give us a call at the office.
You're probably there a lot too. Yep. Or give you a call. And Nick?
Yeah, you can reach me at my email address, which is Nick, N-I-C-K, at mcnewsunlimited.com, mcnewsunlimited.com.
Okay.
You can also stop in the store at McNews Unlimited, and hit me up on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm all over social media, so yeah. I'm not hard to find.
And you're wearing Cohagen batteries, so you're there part of the time.
You never know where I'm going to be at. I wear several hats.
Yeah. So you guys are doing a good thing. It takes commitment to do these type of things. The easiest thing to do is say, I think I'll just hang back here and let somebody else get the ball rolling. But you guys have really stepped up to the plate, and I really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to future updates. Anytime you have information on meetings, let us know, because we'll publicize it for it and get the word out, and we'll see where things go. It's going to get better. It's going to take time, but it'll get better, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yep. Thanks for having us.
All right, our guests have been Chad Fosdick and Nick McNew. Appreciate them stopping by this morning, and we'll have more mugs coming up shortly.